Now, the AFL has come under fire after enlisting Brendan Kerrin, a cultural educator from the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, to lecture attendees of the Lions-Giants clash. He made all sorts of claims, including about the origins of Welcome to Country, and there was some inventive timelines, I've got to say. I hadn't heard the 250,000 years claim before.
A welcome to country is not a ceremony that we've invented to cater for white people. It's a ceremony we've been doing for 250,000 years plus BC, and the BC stands for before Cook. Prior to colonisation, you could get yourself into a lot of trouble for walking on someone else's lands without being welcomed onto those lands.
Let's bring in Sky News contributor Prue McSween. Prue, what did you make of that Welcome to Country ceremony?
I found it quite offensive, Rita, surprising. This bloke calls himself a cultural educator. I think he's a cultural embarrassment. And that's what I felt he really was. Embarrassing to the Indigenous people he supposedly represented and, of course, to the rest of us. Particularly if you're a Christian, the fact that he decided that BC was more for before Cook, I thought, was a total affront to Christianity. And you have to wonder now how long we're going to put up with this whole Welcome to Country concept, which to me is more perhaps for a commercial imperative, for those who have a vested interest in the Indigenous industry. But certainly it's not doing anything to unify us. I think it's doing much to cause offence and division.
Well, I've said it many times, I'm thoroughly sick and tired of being welcomed to my own country. And as a migrant, I've said again that I feel like it's a PC way of saying go back to where you came from, basically telling people like me you never be as entitled to call this country yours as others due to ethnicity, due to something you have absolutely no control over. Now let's go to Victoria. An inadequate policing of the state's fertility sector is putting IVF users at increasing risk of having children with their own siblings, according to a report prepared by former Health Minister Greg Hunt and public health expert Dr. Rachel Swift. There is apparently not a stringent registry system in the state for sperm and egg donors in order to track prolific donors. Prue, this is very concerning. It's a very expensive system. How can it lack these measures?
Well, it's astounding, Rita, when you think that, in fact, every state has different laws and criteria for meeting IVF. There should be a national register. We saw recently, I think it was a Danish bloke who had fathered hundreds of children, and we don't know. We have no register. We have no way of knowing who will be parenting, who will be fathering children. There's no mandatory genetic testing now prior to IVF. So thankfully, I think the authorities are getting onto this and they're going to try and implement some national laws. But starting with a national register would be a smart idea. But then you have, of course, a black market for people because it's such an emotional, vulnerable time for people and they want a child. And so I feel very sad for them. But having this added concern that, you know, you could be maybe using a donor sperm that could compromise your child in the future is quite terrifying.
Yes, you would think the chances of siblings getting together unknowingly would be one in a million, but apparently not with the amount of people having using IVF and using donor sperm, donor eggs sometimes. It's a possibility.